It's been described as a massacre, the highest death toll from a single attack for decades. Hospitals are supposed to be protected under the first Geneva Convention governing the rules of war. It states that medical personnel and facilities cannot be attacked under any...
We interrupt that report to bring you a live broadcast from the United Nations. Riyad Mansour, the Palestinian representative to the United Nations, is currently briefing the Security Council. Let's listen.
2 days ago and acted accordingly, it would have saved hundreds of lives. Maybe, for some, saving hundreds of Palestinian lives is not such an important objective to pursue. But are you sure that Palestinian lives are the only ones you would be saving if you act? We told this council months ago, act to save lives, all lives. You did not hear us then. Don't make the same mistake now. Mr. President, people are being killed as we speak. A humanitarian catastrophe of unprecedented proportion is unfolding in Gaza, live on TV screens. And we heard what Mr. Griffith said. A political disaster is underway, and yet the Security Council of the United Nations is unable to say the only thing that truly matters. Stop the bloodshed. I repeat, stop the bloodshed. For those who think they can avert a humanitarian catastrophe and a regional spillover while Israel continues bombing and killing Palestinians, think again. The region is united in telling you it is not possible. Listen to them. The only way to prevent both is to stop this criminal aggression against our people. Mr. President, there is no speech, no legal contradiction, no political cover that can clear Israel of its responsibility for the Palestinian civilians it is killing. For 75 years now, Israel has explained, brazenly justified, how it had to dispossess us, how it had to occupy our land, how it had to kill our people, all in full impunity. Killing more Palestinians will never, never make Israel more secure. 75 years of experience should have been proof enough for those who want to learn. There is no logic in this world, no moral in this world, and no law in this world that can justify the killing of a people. Innocent children, women and men, as a pretext to make another one secure. The whole world is watching. They're watching us. The events of the last 10 days may shape the next 10 years in our region and beyond. What happens next is decisive. If anyone thinks this is a situation under control for which you can plan and implement, they are making false and irresponsible assumptions. This is the kind of war where you know how it starts and have no clue how it ends. Until now, it can be stopped. And it should be stopped immediately. Any further delay is a risk no one should take. The Council should have met today to heed the call of the Secretary General of religious leaders around the world, including the Pope, of the Arab states, of the Muslim countries, of the Global South, of the overwhelming number of states around the world, of billions of people, including the millions who marched in your streets. Stop the bloodshed. Stop it now. Stop the bloodshed. Stop it now. Listen to them. But it has not heeded these calls. It has not upheld international law unequivocally, equally, and responsibly. And in the next few hours, more Palestinians will be killed. Tensions in the region will rise to new dangerous levels. Anger and resentment will explode. Each one of us will be asked what we did when all of this was happening. All will be asked what they did to prevent what will happen next. The Council's failure to shoulder its responsibilities after 10 days of Israeli massacres against the Palestinian people and after the killing of hundreds of people gathered in a hospital to find shelter and care will mark public opinions in our region and the world for a very long time and affect belief in the protections of the law for all people, as well as their perceptions and reactions. This was not a moment to foster more despair and more impunity. This was not a moment to make the same mistakes that got us here in the first place. Finally, Israel does not deny that it killed entire families, infants, children, their parents, uncles and aunts and cousins, their grandparents, with sometimes up to 45 members of the same family being slaughtered. It has done so repeatedly through the years and is doing it again, this time in the Gaza Strip. It has now killed 3,500 Palestinians, almost all civilians, including more than 1,000 children. It admitted it was killing all of them, but urged it could not do otherwise. Their deaths were not its fault, even though it killed them. But the hospital massacre had such an impact on global public opinion that it had to change tactics and change its original story into a new one. So Israel will deny responsibility for the massacre in the Baptist Hospital Al-Ahli, just as it made every effort to deny its responsibility in the killing of Shireen Abu Akleh and Mahmoud Ad-Durra, Muhammad Ad-Durra, and in the many massacres it had perpetrated over the decades, despite overwhelming evidence to the contrary. It will blame the Palestinians for their own death, as it has always done, and it will attempt to present evidence to that effect to this council. Remember, the last time somebody presented evidence in this chamber to justify war. Do you remember that? Somebody came with technological devices and pictures and what have you to convince you of evidence. Remember the last time somebody presented evidence in this chamber to justify war. I am sure the council, the media, and the world will not be fooled by such theater again. These are serious times. They require serious and responsible leadership. One, this council has failed to provide. Some members here are losing an opportunity to change our region for the better. Whatever their calculations, they are wrong. May they change course before it is too late. Reality on the ground will overtake any plans you may have. Shaping it or enduring it is a decision that needs to be made now. Thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the permanent observer of the Observer State of Palestine for his statement. I now give the floor to the representative of Israel.
Thank you, Mr. President. distinguished council members, what is going on here? I'm truly shocked. I'm horrified. I truly don't understand what is going on here. The most barbaric and wide-scale terror attack in decades, bigger than 9/11, was perpetrated 11 days ago, and it seems like this council has already forgotten. The pictures and footage from the October 7th pogrom are seared into my brain, in every Israeli's brain, forever. But it seems that I must remind some of you of what happened. Thousands of barbaric Hamas Nazis invaded Israel and brutally murdered 1,400 innocent Israelis as they slept, celebrated, hugged their families in fear, and cried for mercy. Some were raped, others beheaded, and some were burned alive while bound and gagged. Many were children, and hundreds were young people at a music festival. There were many paramedics, talking about medical teams, there were many paramedics who were murdered on their way to treat the wounded, mothers who watched as their babies were slaughtered, and elderly Holocaust survivors who endured the Nazis only to be executed in their own living room. This was planned and carried out deliberately by the terrorists that rule Gaza. Today, as we speak, not by accident, not by mistake, but deliberately, 200 innocents were violently taken hostage, many of which are nationals of your own countries. I read Hamas's charter aloud to you just 2 days ago. Hamas's word were not empty threats. Hamas's charter is their action plan. Their goal is the annihilation of Israel. And if Hamas has the opportunity to commit these atrocities again, they will, and you know it. Although there are some here that choose not to designate Hamas as a terror organization for political reasons, it still doesn't change the facts. Hamas deliberately, targets civilians and massacres children when given the chance. This makes Hamas a terror organization, no different than ISIS. They do not believe in dialogue. They don't want a dialogue, not in political solutions. They only believe in exterminating Jews and annihilating the Jewish state. And nothing can change their genocidal ideology. They don't even recognize the existence of international law. To all those who are talking about two-state solution and international law, there is only one solution to curing a cancer, and it is the evisceration of every cancerous cell, just as was done with ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Complete obliteration. This is the only way to ensure such atrocities will never be repeated. Nevertheless, look at what is going on here. 11 days after ISIS-like Hamas terrorists attempted to carry out another Jewish genocide, this council is not even focused on their heinous crimes. Up until today, you have not even done the most basic thing. You have not condemned, as a council, Hamas's brutal terror attack. It is really unfathomable. You cannot unite even on that basic thing. You are not focused on what needs to be done to free Gaza from Hamas and ensure that the oppression of the Gazan people by their tyrants ends. Instead, the council is fixated only on humanitarian corridors and aid. These are important and noble causes, but they are certainly not a solution to prevent Hamas's next atrocious massacre. How is it possible that you are only dealing with resolutions like the one that was voted upon today? It's tragic to say, but this council is playing the exact role that Hamas was written for it in their script of death and terror. And I will explain. Israel unilaterally withdrew from Gaza 18 years ago. Hamas was then elected by the people of Gaza. I hear a lot that they do not represent them. Elected. And after murdering the Palestinian Authority officials by throwing them off rooftops, Hamas proceeded to convert every inch of the Gaza Strip to a war machine. Where was the council then? Where was the council when Hamas exploited the billions of dollars in international aid to embed terror infrastructure within and below densely populated residential areas? Where were you? Where was the UN? The UN knew all of this, but it remained silent. Hamas then spent the following 17 years terrorizing Israel by firing tens of thousands of rockets indiscriminately at Israeli towns and cities while hiding behind their own civilians. Where has the council been? As we speak right now, sirens are wailing. Millions in Israel are running to find shelters. Hamas does this so that once Israel strikes back, they can parade the bodies of the civilians in Gaza that they hid behind. Their strategy is to exploit their civilian casualties as propaganda, to leverage the international community to tie Israel's hands. Their goal is to increase civilian casualties in Gaza. This is part of their script. They know that they cannot beat Israel on the battlefield. Of course they know it. So they want to terrorize our citizens deliberately, only citizens, and then weaponize the UN to prevent Israel from obliterating them so they can rebuild, rearm, and continue terrorizing Israelis. They have a lot of patience while working towards annihilating Israel. A lot of patience. This is Hamas's script. This is their playbook. And shockingly, even after the recent slaughter, it's still working for them. Do you not understand that just by holding this session with its focus, the council is showing Hamas that they can fool everyone again and again and again? I reiterate, so far this council has not even condemned Hamas for the atrocity it perpetrated, let alone held Hamas fully responsible for the situation in Gaza. But here we are, discussing humanitarian corridors. Does nobody else see how ludicrous this is? Calling for calm, restraint, and ceasefires is like putting a band-aid on a bullet wound. Such steps will not eradicate the cancer that is Hamas. Humanitarian corridors will not prevent the next atrocity. The only thing that will is the utter obliteration of this satanic entity. What are you doing to prevent this evil? Perhaps if for once, the council condemned Hamas, the people of Gaza would begin to comprehend the absolute destruction their leaders have brought upon them. Perhaps they would stand up to these barbaric savages. Yet every time the international community pressures Israel and attempts to tie our hands, it only serves to embolden these genocidal terrorists, increases their popularity, and ensure that this evil lives to see another day. Distinguished council members, perhaps the most fundamental part of this issue is that some have still not internalized what Hamas truly is. This emergency session and the resolution voted upon were triggered, we all know it, by the propaganda of savage jihadists. Let that sink in. Claims made by baby-killing terrorists were accepted here and repeated today, by the way, at face value, without a second thought. And this is what triggered this session. Every piece of information that comes out of Gaza cannot be trusted. Hamas runs Gaza. Hamas runs all Gaza's institutions. So whatever comes out of the strip is not the truth. It is what Hamas wants you to hear. Sadly, transparency and the truth are not central values for genocidal terrorists. In August 2022, Sarah Mascroft, the former head of office for OCHA in Gaza, tweeted a condemnation of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad for their indiscriminate rocket fire at Israeli civilians. August 2022, you can check. Almost immediately, Ms. Muscroft, the head of OCHA, was removed from her post and deleted her tweet. This made Israel very upset, obviously. So I asked her boss, I hope he's still with us, Undersecretary General Griffith, why the UN would remove an official from their post for condemning acts of terror that deserve UN condemnation. Do you know what he told me? He said that Ms. Muscroft was transferred because, according to UN information and assessments, there was danger to her life. Danger to her life. If a UN official received death threats for telling the truth about the terrorists, try to imagine how any Gazan feels about telling the truth. Not only are official Gazan sources absolutely unreliable as they are terrorists, they would also be immediately murdered if they say something that Hamas doesn't like. So, distinguished council member, I have to ask you a question. What does this say about whoever decides to believe the claims of a terror organization without any fact-checking? The Al-Akhli Hospital was hit by, and only by, a Palestinian Islamic Jihad rocket. What happened yesterday, including the tragic loss of life of civilians, was the sole fault of Hamas. Israel has lots of footage and even an audio recording from Palestinian Islamic Jihad terrorists to prove this beyond a fraction of a doubt. Nevertheless, the Secretary General and numerous UN officials immediately accepted the claims of baby-killing terrorists. What a disgrace. And today, some of you repeated these lies. How can the Secretary General forget that he has the obligation to verify the facts before issuing a condemnation? I guess it's easy when it comes to Israel. Mere months ago, the Secretary General himself signed off on a report detailing how the misfired rockets of Gazan's terrorists killed and maimed dozens of Gazan children and medical personnel. We demand an apology. An apology. The UN and some on this council rushed to adopt the lies of ISIS-like terrorists and refused to accept the hard evidence of a law-abiding democracy. You should apologize. Apologize for never convening the council when Hamas rockets are fired deliberately at Israeli hospitals. Barzilai Hospital in Ashkelon was directly hit by a Hamas rockets just last week. Where was the council? Apologize for years of putting your heads in the ground while Hamas ceaselessly build up its war machine in Gaza. Distinguished council members, stop following Hamas's script. Stop playing by Hamas's rules. The time has come for this council to hold Hamas fully and solely accountable for the war crimes committed. This council should be purely focused on condemning the Hamas terrorists, supporting Israel's right to defend itself, and demanding from Hamas to immediately and unconditionally return our hostages. Israel's rescue mission can end very quickly if Hamas terrorists turn themselves in and release all of the hostages. But this rescue mission will not end until Israel ensures that Hamas atrocities can never be repeated again. And there is no way to ensure this other than the obliteration of Hamas's capabilities. Thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the representative of Israel for their statement. Before giving the floor to the next speaker, I would like to say the following. To ensure that all speakers enjoy the same sizable audience, I strongly recommend that statements do not exceed 5 minutes, if possible. I now give the floor to the representative of Jordan.
Mr.
President, I make this statement on behalf of the Arab group against the backdrop of the tragic events in Gaza, where we lack the fair voice of the international community and any active and effective international action to protect the Palestinian people in Gaza. The Arab group condemned in the strongest words the heinous massacre by the IDF, the criminal IDF, yesterday against the innocent civilians who were receiving care in Al-Ahli Baptist Hospital in Gaza. The Arab group holds Israel, the occupying power, the sole responsibility for this heinous war crime, that we cannot remain silent about it. We call on the Security Council to take immediate action for immediate ceasefire and the Israeli aggression on Gaza. We call to ensure that humanitarian and medical aid enters the strip and provide the protection to medical staff and relief staff and medical education and UN facilities. And we also call for preventing the forcible displacement of the people of Gaza. Mr. President, the heinous crimes of the occupation are contravening with rules of international law, in particular Geneva Fourth Convention in relation to the protection of civilians during armed conflicts. That's in addition to the provisions of the UN Charter and international legitimacy. We recall the Security Council Resolution 2286 that provides that those working in the medical field and healthcare should not be targeted, and it condemns all attacks against the medical staff and calls for providing the adequate protection. Mr. President, the Arab group calls for holding Israel accountable, Israel, the occupying power, for the massacres and the crimes it continues to commit against the defenseless Palestinian people. The targeting by Israel of the Baptist Ahli Hospital is not coming out of vacuum. As we mentioned before, the pronouncements from the Israeli officials was clear. It indicated that Israel will not protect, it will not respect the humanitarian and moral values which sees that hospitals should be evicted. That triggered response from the WHO and different UN entities. They confirmed that the forced eviction and targeting of medical facilities and staff are severe violations to international humanitarian law. In relation to what was said by Martin Griffith a short while ago, a warning has been issued by Israeli authorities to 20 medical institutions, including the Baptist Hospital. That is shortly before the attack on the hospital. In this connection, we stress that the heinous crimes against the people of Gaza are crimes against the humanity of all of us. Condemning this attack is a humanitarian call, purely humanitarian call, that makes it incumbent upon us to unify, to put an end to this war and to provide the necessary international protection to the Palestinian people immediately. The Arab group warns that this war against the innocent civilians has entered a serious phase that will take the region to a disaster. The international community and the Security Council should assume its responsibility in maintaining international peace and security by putting an end to the bloodshed and the killing of children, women, and elderly. We stress that we will be the advocates advocate defenders of the rights of Palestinians and their just cause. And we stress that the reason behind the conflict is this occupation. If we want peace and security, the Palestinian cause should be resolved with the establishment of the independent Palestinian state along the borders of June 1967 with its Jerusalem as its capital and according to international resolutions and the Arab peace initiatives. In conclusion, we express our heartfelt condolences to the families of the martyrs and we call God to have mercy on them and to grant recovery to those who are wounded and injured. Thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the representative of Jordan for their statement and I now give the floor to the representative of Egypt.
شكرا سيد الرئيس وهنيئكم على تولي رئاسة المجلس وأشكر مارتن جريفيث.
Thank you, President. I should like to congratulate you upon assuming the presidency of the Security Council. I'd like to thank Martin. I'd like to thank Tor Wendland. Thank you for your briefings. Furthermore, thank you the UAE and the Russian Federation, which asked for this emergency session of the Council to be convened in light of the Israeli bombing of the Baptist Hospital, Al-Akhli Hospital, in the Gaza Strip. This was part and parcel of an attempt to uproot the Palestinian people, forcing it to leave its territory. This crime committed on the 17th of October is a new chapter in a long series of violations, which did not begin on the 8th of October. They began much earlier than that. They began when the occupation began. This requires the international community to put an end to its current policy and begin to hold to account an illegal political session. Everyone who commissioned, participated, called for and ordered these crimes, the crimes committed yesterday included. The events underway in Palestine call on us to shoulder our responsibility. And we're all well aware that our friends, Brazil, will be able to shoulder its responsibility and fulfill these duties as part of their presidential duties. And this is necessary because what's going on, it poses unimaginable risks to the region and to international peace and security. These risks cannot be ruled out. Therefore, we warned against and took action to avoid these risks on numerous occasions. The occupation cannot go on. These crimes cannot be overlooked. Unilateral measures taken, specifically the broadening and extending of the illegitimate, illegal settlements, the crimes being committed, the desecration of holy sites, the political deadlock owing to Israel's intransigence, the condescending fashion with which Israel treats international law, all of this is fuel to the fire. We must ensure that no one uses what we've just said is as a pretext. They shouldn't recycle narratives accusing us of terrorism. We'd like to therefore reiterate, speaking before you, speaking before this August Assembly, speaking before the world, our categorical rejection and direct condemnation of all acts which involve taking of civilian hostages. This is a position which we expressed. We did this clearly. And all Arab states have, in fact, expressed their position very clearly at the ministerial meeting of the Council of the League of Arab States earlier this year. Mr. President, we condemned civilians being targeted. We've condemned this, and we also have condemned the double standards we've seen. We condemn civilians being targeted, our brothers in occupied Palestine being targeted. We'd like to reiterate our condemnation and staunch rejection of all crimes being committed by Israel against the Palestinian people. The latest such crime is the targeting of Al-Akhli Baptist Hospital yesterday. We'd like to reaffirm our rejection of Israel's attempts to evade responsibility and attempts taken by certain international parties to cover for Israel by providing false excuses. And this is what resulted in the impossible situation we have on our hands in Palestinian territory in the Gaza Strip. We see civilians being bombarded in their homes, in hospitals, because of the ongoing refusal to adopt initiatives geared towards ensuring calm and political initiatives as well. Unless the international community shoulders its share of responsibility in full, unless this august council shoulders its full share of responsibility vis-à-vis this explosive situation, we won't have a clear vision of the procedure that's required. And we do have a clear vision. We need an immediate and unconditional cessation of hostilities. And we are surprised. This is the ordinary procedure which applies in all armed conflicts. Nevertheless, we don't see the same level of commitment geared towards achieving this in Gaza, despite the risk of the conflict spilling over. There are some states which have not done their utmost to achieve a ceasefire, but we must say that they will not necessarily be spared these risks. This might fuel the flames of conflict. Second, we need to guarantee the protection of civilians. We need to furnish humanitarian assistance to civilians. We were equally taken aback to see that this principle, which is one of the most fundamental principles of humanity, the fact that we're debating this principle, the fact that it is controversial when the protection of civilians in armed conflicts, is one of the pillars of international law. It is, in fact, one of the pillars of humanity. We must therefore immediately cease targeting medical institutions, which is something that's been condemned by various UN Security Council resolutions, such as Resolution 2286, which condemns all violence and acts committed against hospitals and other medical facilities. We also need to immediately abolish the evacuation order. That's what Israel calls it. This is one of the most abominable instances of forced transfer of populations in the modern era. This is a fallacious justification which Israel claims to be a means of protecting civilians. Third, we must put an end to hate speech, to justification of crimes committed against the Palestinian people, to their demonization. Animals. This is a term that was used by an official of a country which claims to be democratic. This description, these words, were not commented on by other states which continuously talk about the principles of humanity. This kind of speech poisons our minds and fuels conflict. Fourth, we need to do our utmost, deploy all efforts to free detainees, hostages, and ensure they're treated in keeping with international law and the principle of humanity. Mr. Chairman, Egypt, ever since the latest conflict began, has been working as part of its historic role to help the Palestinian people and restore peace. We're working with this vision in mind. We want to establish a ceasefire by taking measures to uphold and guarantee humanitarian access to the Gaza Strip and to mobilize sufficient aid. Egypt also called for the convening of an emergency humanitarian summit in Cairo on the 21st of October with the participation of all international parties and regional parties affected by the crisis. Under these very pressing circumstances, given the risk of escalation, in order to overcome this crisis and somehow pave the way for a lasting, comprehensive and fair solution, we stand convinced that simply managing the crisis, containing, circumscribing the aspirations of the Palestinian people is an approach which should be consigned to history. Mr. President, Egypt, the Egyptian people all over the world have their eyes on you. The eyes of the world are on you, on the Security Council, so that the Security Council shoulders its responsibility, puts an end to this war which was waged by Israel against Palestinian territories and against an innocent, unarmed people. And all this people wants is to enjoy its fundamental rights, to freedom and to live in dignity in an independent state like all other peoples of the world. Thank you, Mr. President.
Well, you've been listening there to an emergency session of the UN Security Council on the Israel-Gaza war. We just heard there from Jordan and Egypt calling for an immediate ceasefire, protection for civilians, a halt to Israeli aggression in Gaza, and urgent access for humanitarian aid. Egypt also rejecting Israel's claims about the Al-Ahli hospital blast. While the Israeli ambassador to the UN, Gilad Erdan, has criticized the Security Council, saying it's fixated on humanitarian corridors and aid, but says while they're important, they're, and I quote here, not a solution to prevent Hamas's next atrocious massacre. He's reiterated that that blast which killed nearly 500 people was the result of a Palestinian Islamic Jihad rocket. He says that Israel has the evidence to prove it. The Palestinian representative to the UN, Riyad Mansour, called repeatedly for the council to stop the bloodshed. He says the events of the last 10 days will shape the next 10 years. He says this war can be stopped now, but that it requires strong, sensible leadership.